In interviews since her release, Ingrid Betancourt has spoken openly about how her faith in God helped her survive the ordeal. Charles Collins has this report.
Ingrid Betancourt spent over 6 years in captivity in the jungle. She was often mistreated by her captors, and food and especially medicine were scarce. In that time, she was also separated from her children. Yet one thing the experience gave her was a renewal of her faith. She discussed this in an interview with Al Jazeera shortly after her rescue. She told the network that living together with the other FARC captives allowed them to grow in a certain way.
It was also very... it was a source of richness, a spiritual richness, to be able to understand many things about the human condition. And, well, now that I'm out, perhaps I wouldn't have said the same thing if I had been asked in captivity. But now that I'm out, I can say that I learned a lot, and that whatever was difficult for me and for the others, I think it was an opportunity to grow.
As for her captors, she says, despite her feelings about her treatment, a decision must be made to forgive.
The decision is to forgive. I think that's a priority. And to say it. You know, words are magic. Words convey and transform. If you don't say that you forgive, you cannot forgive. So you have to say it. I forgive. And then... it's like a massage in the soul.
Ingrid Betancourt says that it can be easy to take things for granted, and her experience has taught her that all good things are a gift from God. I'm Charles Collins.